You're listening to Just Okay Gamers. This week we have Eat Your Heart Out's listeners, Kobayashi himself, on the podcast.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
All right, we're here again for another episode. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Guido, and here with me is my good buddy Wally, who's joining us for this podcast.
Hello.
Wally, you want to introduce yourself quick?
Yes, I'm Wally. I am a friend of Guido's. For many moons now, we have played many games together. I will support him with wit and candor throughout the journey, and I am happy to be here.
Excellent. Who else we got here?
Millpool, your good friend and compatriot.
Sorry, I forgot about you.
Hey, what's up? It's Nasty. I don't have a cool intro.
It's okay, you're cool yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're all right. What's everybody, how's everybody feeling?
Feeling frisky.
How's everybody feeling tonight?
Feeling horrible.
Good.
Good.
Perfect.
Great.
I guess we could get right into it, huh?
Get down to business.
Might as well.
So today they released some patch notes. Is the patch actually released?
Yeah, the patch is out today. Mm-hmm. I think the notes were out yesterday.
Okay.
That is correct.
Just seems to be some quality of life changes. Nothing too major. Akali seems to have gotten a nerf. What do you guys think about that?
Well, they bill it as making her more exciting with risk and reward, but I still consider it a nerf.
Yeah. That's just jargon to tell people.
Like, hey, we're nerfing you. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of her damage was reduced and... ratios reduced.
Well, actually, her ratios are increased.
Oh, to
make up for the initial damage reduction. So they're just trying to like bring down her early game for the most part, and I think trying to prevent her from snowballing so much.
A lot of changes on Karma.
Yeah,
a lot of changes on Karma,
which is weird because they just redid her.
Yeah, get it right the first time, Wyatt.
I bet there was a bit of a reaction to her changes to begin with, and this is somehow some kind of mea culpa or something to fix it. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, no big words, Wally. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
yeah, I think someone pointed out on Reddit that her win ratio actually went down after the nerf. Or she actually got a buff, and her win ratio went down.
That's kind of expected, though, because it's new for people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
People were coming out of the gate saying OP, though. Was that the case in the stats or not?
I don't think so.
No, wow. not how I seen her played.
No, not at all. And maybe it's just people didn't play her how they were expecting them to play. But at the same time, it was also, you know, you had something to compare it to. So it's a lot more of a higher standard, I guess, held for a release on a redo as opposed to a brand new champ.
Did you guys play her after the buff?
I played her.
What did you think?
I played her mid once, and I played her support a few times. Mid, I probably won't do that again.
I saw her get swept on mid. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it's a little rough. Support, it was really good with her Q. I forgot what it's called.
Gathering Fire? No.
No, Inner Flame, maybe?
Inner Flame, I think, yeah.
Whatever. It's like Ezreal's Mystic Shot.
Mm-hmm.
It basically just shoots out a little bolt. That's really good for harassing and gathering bush control. So I like her as a support.
Yeah. Hopefully this makes it better.
How about Kayle? It seems like a small thing.
It's kind of a big nerf, actually.
But yeah, it turns into a big nerf. She has to get right in there to get her ult off.
Right. But yeah, it's a pretty big change on her ult range.
She had range, though, in my opinion.
She did.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that they brought these ranges down to what her E activate is now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Nami's ult got buffed. Or did it? No. I don't know.
The range increased.
I don't play Nami.
Hey. She's a sweetheart, and her range did get increased on her ult.
Mana cost reduced.
Cooldown reduced.
So, yeah, she got a little buffed her ult.
I think Lux's ult nerf is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, It looks like their cooldown was increased.
Yeah, by 10 seconds on at level 18.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think 10 seconds is make or break.
No, but it is a lot, though, because, I mean, it kind of prevents you from spamming it. When you have it up every 40 seconds, you can use it to clear waves and then have it up again for a team fight that's coming around, you know, if you can just hold out a little bit.
Right. Yeah, and everyone does spam it.
Exactly.
Generally.
Volibears, he's been picked up quite a bit in pro games lately, which is funny because he was kind of scoffed at the beginning.
Yeah.
And looks like they just gave him a little buff to help with that.
Nerfed him. Last patch.
Yeah, they nerfed him the last patch.
I think somebody noticed that he was picking up in popularity and took a look at it, and that's what they decided to do.
Before every Just Okay Gamers episode, I like to check my facts. I like to come in with all the information and just tell the audience how it is.
What's that ability? It's called fire something thing.
Well, they nerfed his Rolling Thunder at early levels. He'll actually be faster, I guess, in late game, but he's much slower early game.
Which I don't object to because he's a holy terror, in my opinion. At least when I've had to face him.
Yeah, I think this is just more pointed at those Volibear junglers that, you know, they get that right away. And that 45% movement speed out of the gate, you know, level 2 or level 3 ganks, it's just crazy to deal with. Where now they're bringing it down a little bit. So you'll actually be able to hopefully survive some of those early game ganks and not have the lanes be thrown.
Do you think any of these changes will affect pro players' picks in the future? Like, majorly?
I think the Lux nerf will be a factor.
I don't know about Lux. I think maybe Akali is might not get picked. I don't know how much he actually gets played in pro games.
I feel like not that often.
Yeah.
I know Lux is quite popular. That's why I was wondering that one.
I think Volley might not get picked as much. I don't know. Or played differently, at least, because it seems like it's going to be harder to gank level 1, level 2.
I kind of think Nami's a sleeper.
She is.
Like, I played a few games where, I mean, there's a lot of bad Namis out there, but we had one the other night where this Nami was just hitting everything.
Yeah, a really skilled player with Nami can do some damage.
And that little knock-up bubble thing is not too easy to hit.
Yeah, a good Nami is really annoying to play against.
Right.
A bad Nami gets steamrolled.
I think Kayle is going to be brought down a little bit. That range reduction, it makes her get in there more, and she's not so much of just like the savior that comes in out of nowhere anymore.
Yeah,
so good. It's like you can't just hope for somebody to get in, you know, way too balls deep into a team fight and, oh, Kayle saved me.
Corki was improved and no one cared.
No, not really.
No. It's not enough for him to be good. I know, it's not good.
Enough. It's not enough.
Really, what happened to him? Like, he was getting played a lot in Season 2, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was.
Armor Shred is now for everybody, you know, because it used to be Corki specific more with his Gatling gun would shred armor, but now you can just pick up Armor Shred with Black Cleaver, so there's really no advantage really for him. And he's got short range and really mana dependent, and yeah, it's kind of hard to play.
Same with Ezreal. Like, no one plays Ezreal anymore.
I don't know. I see him fairly often in
I still see him.
Pro games.
I just feel like they don't have the same hard carry.
It's all about like Kaylin and Draven. And
yep.
There's an occasional Ezreal. I haven't even seen them do some Orthodox things with them, like jungle Ezreal too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that the straight ADs are a lot more hard carry towards the end, whereas the ability ADs are, you know, more early mid game.
So there's this thing going on. It's called the LCS.
What?
What? What is it?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, there's these professional League of Legends teams.
No.
Have you heard this?
Sounds what is
like
LCS?
I'm setting up a Jay Leno joke.
Yeah, LCS.
So Curse is in the lead. And what did I miss something?
What does LCS stand for?
Oh, League Championship Series.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a joke about that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean...
league championship suckers.
Oh!
Nice. Oh!
Got
him.
So, Curse is in the league in the NA. Yeah.
Take sure him to second.
Yep.
Take him third.
The big three plus CLG just, like, kind of sitting back there.
Hanging out there.
Yeah.
Being the quiet fourth place.
I don't think anybody's too worried about CLG.
No. Either way, though, I don't think that anybody's too worried about them going up or down.
Right.
They're kind of just playing middle of the road right now.
They'll settle for a happy fourth place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anybody watch any of the games last week?
Mainly GGU's games.
Yeah. Did you see that cursed GGU?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That was a crazy game. They threw that. Well, I wouldn't say that GGU threw it. I'd say that Curse's overall professionalness has come to show in the way that they work together, as opposed to how GGU worked together in that game.
I got kind of a soft spot for Bad News Bears types of teams, and GGU seems to fit the bill for me with their scheduling issues with players and two getting disqualified and stuff like that.
Yeah. So for those that don't really know how that game went, GGU started out doing very well in the beginning of the game, and they ended up losing to Curse.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and well, what was crazy though is that they were winning pretty much up until like the last ace, and then all of a sudden Curse just turned it around, and it was, I don't know. It's crazy to see how, like, the top four teams, I think, are the top four for a reason, because they've been playing together for so long.
There's definitely an invisible line, I think, between the top shelf and the rest.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was kind of trying to, like, get to, is, like, these bottom four teams here are all brand new to the tournament scene this year. So what is your guys' like, opinion about that whole invisible line, like Wally said?
I mean, their experience is obviously showing. I'm not even sure. Do a lot of the bottom four teams, do they all live in the same house, or do they still play at their parents' house?
I think some of them actually do have their own. I know CLG has a spot.
Yeah, Complexity does have a gaming house.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know if the others do. And that's a big advantage.
Right. Some of them have been suffering from, like, assignment conflicts or changes, like MRN. That game coming up between MRN and Curse, I think they were saying that Curse has never played the same MRN team twice so far. It's always been somebody else in a different lane.
Marn?
Yeah, Marn.
Yeah. It's probably worth noting that a lot of teams made changes in the past 2 weeks. Like Complexity changed their mid, GGU lost their support to Vulcan. And Vulcan and Complexity actually did really well in last week's LCS.
But time.
Yeah, Complexity with their new mid, Prawly, I think they went like 2-1.
Yeah, I think Vulcan beat TSM, right?
Yeah, I know Vulcan also did well with their new support, Bloodwater, that they kind of stole from GGU. And a lot of people have been really impressed with Prawly's play on Complexity. He's been picking a lot of like kind of unpopular mids like Ziggs and Annie.
Right. I think I saw an interview with him.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been garnering a lot of positive reaction in the community.
I think the bankrolls have a little bit to say for it too. You know? Like, TSM has quite a bit of money behind them.
Yeah.
And
you mean Snapdragon TSM?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Say their full name.
Yeah, come on.
As a WoW player, I still find the whole Curse thing a little surreal because I always think of it as that horrible mod manager from years ago. I think they still do that as their main software package.
I like that mod manager.
Yeah, it's okay.
It worked well.
I like it, too.
I hope Curse wins the championship because
well, good.
Of the
I hope
manager.
They win too.
I have a feeling they will. They're definitely looking really strong this year. You know, to come from where they came from last year, to where they are right now, they've really improved a lot.
I think they have a lot of control. They have the confidence and the ability, clearly. I don't see any reason why they can't take it all.
Yeah, it seems like the biggest difference between the top four and bottom four teams is, I guess, leadership. Like, Kurse, in interviews, they've said that GGU always gives them problems, but it seems like they fall apart fairly often late game. And I think it's just kind of someone to take charge and, like, give their team direction that they're lacking. It's also that experience that
Kurse I think we can relate to that in our own games.
Yeah.
Sometimes when Guido kind of takes the helm and says, no, we got to do this now, that's usually when we pull through.
Yeah, but the one thing that GGU does have is that they all have commitment. Because I was watching their game last week against Kurse, and, you know, they'd have one person would dive, and it didn't matter whatever was going on. Like, when they were doing the replays, instantly, once that one person went, they all went. There was zero hesitation. And when they would do that, they would come out on top. But then there would be times where they would hesitate, and that's where they would really start falling apart.
Right.
Well, so that's our LCS breakdown.
But that, you know, kind of goes with teamwork right there. So, what else affects teamwork?
What else affects teamwork?
I don't know.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
AIDS?
What?
What?
I guess AIDS would affect AIDS? Your team.
That's what I thought someone said AIDS.
Someone said AIDS.
Sometimes I hear these ghost AIDS.
Guido, is there something you would like to share with the world right now?
Sometimes I hear these ghost AIDS like, pop into my brain. You guys don't get ghost AIDS?
No.
So you just randomly hear the word AIDS every once in a while?
Yeah, it inserts itself into conversations.
All
right. You know, like, someone's like, oh, hey, Guido, you know, and I'm like, hey, how's your baby doing? And they're like, oh, my baby's doing good, but I hear my AIDS baby is doing good.
AIDS babies. Dude, there's a cure now. It's all good.
Well, there's our low for the show, I think.
Only for AIDS babies, though. If you have full-blown AIDS, sorry.
What?
All right, I think we should move on.
No, I like the way that, I like where this is going.
So wait, when someone is talking, what about if someone is actually talking about AIDS? Do you hear double AIDS, like AIDS AIDS?
No,
double rainbow, but AIDS.
I hear fudge brownies.
Fudge brownies.
Yep. They're like, oh man, my fudge brownies is just killing me. I'm like, yeah, they're probably full of like fat, trans fats, and like have so many calories. But that doesn't happen too often.
First off, who says, "Oh, my AIDS is really killing me"? I mean, that's kind of like stating
no, that's here. AIDS. They would have to say double AIDS, wouldn't they, for it to be fudge brownies? But so my double AIDS is really killing me, and then he hears fudge brownies. I doubt the veracity of this claim.
Anyways, moving on here.
Fudge brownies.
I read there was a Reddit post today about the tutorial.
Yes, they tore a new one.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Who does?
No one, I don't believe.
Nah. Riot must like it because they haven't changed it.
Who here actually did that tutorial, like, all the way through beginning?
I never did the tutorial. I just jumped right in.
I did when I first
played. I did also, but I feel like I didn't learn a whole lot. I learned a lot more from the people that I was actually playing with.
Yeah.
I did it way back when. It was a piece of shit then, but now I did it, like, just to see when they added that second part of it, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
After they actually made it the ARAM map now, right?
Guys, yes.
Because it used to be on the Summoner's
Rift.
Yes.
Map, right? And you would just go mid with Rise.
Do you guys have the list in front of you? Because there's like a few.
Oh yeah.
Once they.
Yeah.
Well, shout one out.
Thornmail is presented to Ash as her only item.
Perfect item for Ash.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you're going against other ADs. Automatic win.
Listen. If I could give one tip, it's to get Thornmail on Ash.
Okay.
Do I hear Just Okay Guides coming out with Thornmail and Ash for first item?
They don't explain what last hitting is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty big one.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest one, actually.
It is, but I feel like there's a reason behind it. Because they want you to focus more on gameplay and team play than they want you to focus on, oh, I need all these minions.
But you kind of do, though.
Yeah, it's a huge part of the game.
It is, but I mean, I didn't really worry about last hitting for my first 100 games, and that's also why I sucked.
You're going to walk into like your first match like a tourist, though, and I don't know.
I mean, all they need to do is add like a tool, like stop the game, add a tooltip that says, get the final hit on these fucking minions, or else you won't have any money to spend on your thorn mail.
The word fucking would be involved directly?
Yes.
Fucking minions.
Minions. And they should, and I guess they should explain the fact that, like, you know, melee minions are worth more than caster minions, and cannons are worth more than melees.
The other secondary objection he has, and I agree, is that they buff her for no reason, too. They slap on an extra 30 damage to her, so she looks a little punchier. You go through the tutorial feeling a little empowered or something. It's not real.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I guess they add some damage to her. That's not that big of a deal. I mean, yeah, he wants to sit and, like, take 5 shots to kill 1 creep in a wave.
Apparently all of us.
Yeah. Because all the players that subscribe to the LOL Reddit are going to go and play the tutorial again.
Let's do it.
All right. Sure.
No. Yeah.
Hey, that's a good video.
But I do agree. There's a lot of stuff missing. And they compare it to Dota 2, which I haven't actually done the Dota 2 tutorial, and I was going to. But I had to install the game, and that's a waste of time and space on my hard drive. So
I didn't play the Dota tutorial, but I feel like I should have because it was – there were, like, donkeys flying all over, and you need to get, like, items from them. There's, like, 10 different shops you can go to. I felt like I was in Mall of America playing that game.
I just lost repeatedly.
Yeah. No offense to the Dota fans. I'm sure it's a great game once you get to know it.
Absolutely, yeah. Like any game, I'm sure.
But, like some people are saying here, though, they do have a secondary tutorial that explains a lot of these factors, but it doesn't explain them in very in-depth. Or, like, this is the best thing to do. You know, like, obviously, if you present Ash with a fucking thornmail on one tutorial, and you start off and Ash has nothing, what are you going to do? First thing you're going to do is build a fucking thornmail, because that's what everybody knows, so... Like,
yeah, but
why even bother?
That new player is going to go into their first game, and they're going to buy a thornmail, and then the whole enemy team is going to be like, look at this stupid faggot buying a fucking thornmail. And
that's
then they'll learn their lesson.
At. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. You look like a tourist or something.
Yeah, it's like, how much can you really put in the tutorial? I mean, there's so much to that game. You just have to play it to learn it.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Fuck the tutorial. Yeah, fuck the tutorial. Watch my guides.
Yeah, the guides are the key.
Yeah.
They're okay.
This episode is sponsored by Just Okay Guides.
Hey, you know what? You should just do a tutorial for beginners, because you don't talk about last hitting in yours either.
Oh, shit. I'm just as bad as Riot.
You're Wait, fucking horrible. Fucking just hypocrite? As bad as Riot.
No,
For our first episode, we had, like, 5 different sponsors, like, big sponsors, and now we're just sponsored by
just
your stupid
okay
guides.
Yeah, I threw down the money. I threw down that Google money from the first episode.
I think the Team Nigeria comment lost us some sponsors.
No, sponsors like Nigerian comments.
Yeah.
Let's frame that quote.
Especially, like, Burberry hams.
They're coming hungry.
Exactly.
We played a game yesterday that was a little rough on us.
Yes.
As a team. Millpool was cutting himself afterwards. It was rough.
It's the only way he feels anymore, really.
Our morale was shot. And I guess, how do you guys get out of bad games and lifting your spirits?
Blame your teammates, I feel, is probably the best. There you go.
I've noticed.
Did we not just talk about this last week?
No, we talked about how to get better.
Yeah, exactly. The one big factor we tried to stress last week was look at yourself.
What, like masturbate?
Well, no, look at your own gameplay and look at the things that you did to mess up and look at where you could improve. And, you know, The thing is, you just got to stick to your guns when it comes down to getting stressful. Remember what it is that you would like to improve on. You know what? Maybe write a fucking post-it note and stick that shit up on your screen.
Yeah,
chill
but
out.
Even if you're good to each other, everybody still gets bummed out when they lose, especially if they lose bad. You can still like not blame it on anyone, but you know, how do you overcome the sinking feeling of knowing that you're going to lose? Regardless if you take it out on your teammates or not.
Well, to use a crude metaphor, it's like rubbing a dog's nose in his own poop, I guess. If somebody makes a mistake, you know, acknowledge it, but be constructive about it. Know that it happened and try to see if they can learn from it rather than just saying you suck and point it out. I mean, be constructive and also supportive at the same time and look forward rather than focus on what just happened.
Yeah, and to build on that, I'd say go more with the fact that, you know, you've addressed the situation, but now that you've addressed the situation, also add something to it. Like, oh, fucking so-and-so got caught out again, but why were they caught out? Like, you know, explain to whoever you think, like, hey, you were a little out of position there. It probably would have been better if you would have been back towards us or off to the left or to the right or, you know, wherever. Just give, like, an example maybe so that way instead of just saying, hey, you know, so-and-so got caught out again, so now we fucking lose the game.
You know, some kind of official mentorship actually might be helpful, like Team Fortress 2 does. I know there's, like, people out there that do coaching, but it almost seems commercial or third-party in a sense. It'd be great if there was some kind of more permanent or support network of people helping people in a mentor-like way that might actually... It might actually exist, I don't know, but I don't know of one.
Yeah, I just feel like it comes down to us as a group.
As a society. It takes a village, Mike.
Well, I was saying more like along the groups of the people that we play with. But I mean, if you want to take on a larger scale, I guess.
How about when the enemy starts just like rubbing it in your face?
Ignore
them.
Yeah, right? You have to. I mean, that's the consensus, I think, among everyone.
I'm not going to lie. There's times when I ignore my own teammates and I'm in mumble with them.
Hey.
Just because I don't want to see their...
I like that 1 second. Wait a minute.
just because I don't want to see their pings anymore. And it's like somebody's just like all over the place.
Oh, sorry for being helpful, Nasty.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, somebody might think that it's being helpful, but at the same time, it's like it's really distracting you. But instead of saying, hey, stop fucking pinging all every 5 seconds, I don't really care. You can just, you know, take it upon yourself to let them continue to do what they do. And then you're going to get whatever you need to get over mumble. So the little bit of information you're missing out on might help you out.
Yeah. And after you ignore them, you could just report them to the tribunal.
You could do that too.
Because tribunal's 100%. It works all the time.
It does. Well, not really. But, you know, I really think that it does good things for the community.
I think the nice thing with the tribunal, maybe not its results, although I don't have any objections to the results from firsthand, it's transparent, and I like the transparency, being able to see it and then render judgment, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Do you guys use the tribunal?
I do.
I try to whenever I get the opportunity to go on there and look at whatever cases there are, so that way I can try and see what issues there are out there in the community. Also, I'm trying to relate it to myself sometimes to see if it's maybe not just the games that I've been having issues with, but also other people.
What do you think, Mel?
I voted once. I used the tribunal once, like, you know, and I tried to be really diligent about going through the cases with a fine-tooth comb and reading all the chat messages and trying to make, like, you know, a real objective judgment.
That's good.
But it took a lot of time, and I never did it again.
I do it on my lunch break at work. I have about 500 cases, I think, or so logged. And the one thing I notice is they track your success rate, quote unquote, how many times you've agreed, which isn't really a success. It just means how many times you've agreed with the majority. And I actually have a decent success rate, but I lower myself sometimes because I actually pardon people in situations where I think they deserve it. And oftentimes people don't agree with me. So I do have one minor gripe. Sometimes I think the tribunal can be a punishment engine where everyone just keeps clicking punish and punish. And I think 9 times out of 10, it's deserved. But I don't know if it's necessarily used judiciously.
I don't even know if it's deserved that much. Like, do you... I don't fully know how it works. Are players like rewarded for being right?
No, like, no, you're just given a rating. You're just given a rating for how many times you've agreed with the consensus.
But I have read that like people just go through it hitting punish, punish, punish.
Yeah, the trolls would, yeah.
Because they are right, like 95% of the time or whatever.
Yeah, most of the people are really toxic. Yeah, exactly.
Which I think just makes it inherently broken.
Yeah, I agree with that. It does kind of suck that there's like a stimulus, I guess, to just agree with everybody else just to make yourself look better to the quote-unquote tribunal community.
Yeah, they shouldn't show like what everyone else thinks.
No, because does it matter whether you agree with the community or not? You should be going on there and giving your opinion. Just because everybody else thinks it's right doesn't mean that you might think it's right.
I've pardoned about 25 to 50 cases, and of those cases, I was with the minority about a majority of the time.
And I feel like that's inexcusable that you basically are looked upon being a bad person because you didn't agree with what everybody else thought should be done.
I mean, I am of the opinion that some people should be allowed to vent their frustrations as long as they don't become disruptive or toxic. And there are situations like that where the person has a legitimate gripe and yet he's being reported because people are a little butthurt. Or people are being vindictive and intentionally reported for no reason at all. And that's the worst ones. I've seen one or two of those where people are being trolled and they're getting reported and they didn't do anything. And then they're getting punished. And I've seen the results. It was a punishment. Because I think what Millpool said, people are getting punished, click, punish, click, punish.
Do you still get a reward for doing the tribunal?
I actually don't know. I just monitor my results.
I think they stopped giving away the IP like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Because there's people that were just going on there, just going to IP farm just by punishing people.
Removing the reward may have made it a bit more honest, but aside from the trolls, of course, it's probably just punishing people because they can.
How did the reward work?
You got IP for every case that you were right.
Okay.
But it was like 5 IP.
Yeah, but that's still fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're just agreeing to fuck people over because you want IP.
There was a limit, though, on daily cases that you could judge, too. So...
You should have to write, like, at least a couple sentences when you decide your opinion.
Like a justice, right? Majority opinion, minority opinion, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you don't put anything, then see, it doesn't count.
They should make people write a few sentences when they report others, then, too, I feel.
Yeah.
No, they should. Definitely. And it makes my job a lot easier when people actually describe. I mean, I view the chat log, but sometimes the chat log is just a bunch of gibberish, in my opinion. I can't really figure out what happened.
Yeah.
What would help me is if they made a Tribunal iPhone app.
I would do it. I would judge from the toilet.
Yeah.
So you can do it at work?
Yeah, exactly.
Pardon someone while you're pooping?
Mm-hmm. Pardon the old poop pardon.
Old poop pardon. Porcelain poop pardon.
Yeah, I don't really do the Tribunal. It just, it reminds me of everything that's bad with the community, and it makes me tired of it and not even want to play the game.
You do see some shit when you do Tribunal.
Right.
But what are you going to do? That's the community as a whole, and that's this game that we play. It's a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
And that's what's good about it, though, is it brings a lot of different people from all around the world together.
People meeting people.
Perfect. Well, how about we move on to just some other non-league stuff?
Sounds cool. Good.
Sure.
So, there's some cool Kickstarter games coming out.
Yeah, like what?
There's this game called Pulse that I like. It looks like you almost play as Daredevil. You get this echo sensation, you're blind, and every footstep you make makes the screen flash to where you can see this echolocation kind of thing, and continue on the level. And it's because you're blind, it kind of makes these creatures and how you would think they would look based on their sound, so everything looks a lot scarier than it seems. It seems like a good game, and I even considered giving it some money.
How much are you thinking?
I don't know, $5.
$5. $5 will get your name in the credits because you helped make this game possible.
Oh, cool. Snap.
You also get your own appreciation in a digital hug.
What do you guys think about the way that Kickstarter's kind of...
Wait.
Uh-oh.
What?
If If you get $5, you get your name in the credits. But if you get $10, you actually get the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you want to give the extra $5 to actually get the game?
But it's your choice, Mill. That's the point.
That's the beauty of Kickstarter, Millpool.
Yeah, but if Guido likes his game, why wouldn't he just give an extra $5?
No.
Maybe he doesn't have $5. You ever think of that?
Yeah. I'll just pirate it.
Give him $5 and pirate it.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just watched the video. Come on. I didn't look at the rewards. I'm not in it for the rewards. I just want to look at cool games.
Well, to answer your question.
God.
I think not just Kickstarter, but crowdsourcing in general is getting huge.
It is.
They're making an unofficial sequel to one of the more cult classic PC RPGs, Planescape Torment. And it raised $4.1 million. Their goal was $900,000.
Solid.
So there's demand out there. There's demand. And I don't know if you guys played Wing Commander as kids, but
absolutely.
Star Citizen was crowdsourced, both on a main website as well as Kickstarter, and I think combined it's somewhere in the millions as well.
The biggest thing I'm worried about is if I give money, is the game going to get delayed or canceled after they take my money?
There's a good example of that. There's a game called Star Command. iOS/PC. What?
There's a thing called Pebble Watch.
Pebble Watch?
Sorry, continue.
I don't get the reference.
I don't get it.
Pebble Watch raised like $10 million, and they were supposed to have products going out to people, I believe it was like a month or 2 months ago, and there's still no products being delivered yet. Okay, but they raised 10 times more than what they actually wanted.
Take that game, call Star Command, same problem.
Yeah.
They did start delivering those watches. I know.
Did they finally?
I think so. Like, I know Jeff on Giant Bomb got one, and he like really didn't like it when he got it.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you write him a letter sympathizing?
No. Why would I?
Because you love at PAX, you told me that you would show him your dick if he asked.
Yeah.
This is a true story.
I did tell you that.
It's a very true story.
True.
That is pretty aggressive of a claim, I have to say.
Well, he asked me if I would do it. It's not like I just said that out of the blue.
Oh, so yeah, you were standing there, silent.
You were plotting. You were plotting. You just like suddenly say, "I would show that man my dick."
It's true.
That's kind of how it went, actually.
Okay.
Yep. Speaking of other Kickstarters, PAX did a Kickstarter too.
They did.
Yeah. To get rid
it was
of
PAX, it was just Penny Arcade.
Yeah, they did want to get rid of all the ads on their website.
Yeah, which I kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's their prerogative, but I kind of disagree with that to an extent. Because I feel like Kickstarter should be like...
For startups.
For people, yeah, for startups, for people who have trouble getting money from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
And well, for Penny Arcade, like, they, you know, they're...
Established.
They don't have to, yeah, they're really established.
There's also shades of gray, too. I mean, Kickstarter's a business. They're here to make money. They take a cut of what's raised. There's lots of different colors in the rainbow in terms of crowdsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of standard, you know, what do you think of one? You think Kickstarter, and I think you're right. I think it should be for people who genuinely need it. And the unspoken question I think Guido is getting at too is, what if they bail on you after taking your money? And it's happened already on a few different things, not many, thank God. I think there's honest to God, good faith going on between a lot of people.
But there's also the ones that aren't in good faith. Did you see a couple of weeks ago there was a lady doing a Kickstarter to try to make fucking towel capes, and she wanted like $7,000.
That's just dumb.
I'd go for a towel cape.
I'll make you a fucking towel cape.
Yeah, I know.
You will?
Yeah, give me fucking $40 and I'll make you a towel
cape.
That's
brilliant. You should start a Kickstarter.
And I'll put a fucking G on it for you too, just to make
it. Oh, man. Oh.
Think about it.
I will. All
right.
Get cracking.
Well, where's my money? This is how Kickstarter works. You give me money, 6 months later, I'll start on something, and then I'll get it to you like 2 months later.
I don't think it's going anywhere, though, the whole crowdsourcing thing. People are getting what they want for the most part.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
I mean, they just rebooted Veronica Mars.
Well, how do you think it compares to, like, Steam Greenlight? I mean, it's more... developers that have money that are just trying to get on the Steam network?
That's a distribution approval, isn't it, really?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but don't they have, like, early non-developed stuff already on there?
Yeah, they just implemented a feature of Greenlight where you can buy in early, and if they have an alpha or a beta, that they'll throw you into that too.
Yeah, I like that idea. I do. Because they kind of actually already have the product. You can pay a little bit of money. Kind of like, you know how Pat, you and I, Guido, you and I bought into...
good save.
Yeah. No connection there. you and I bought into Smite, you know, when it was still in beta.
Right.
So it's kind of the same idea. We just got a free beta key and then bought into it, as opposed to buying into the beta key, essentially.
Greatest decision I've ever made.
Yep, best $30 I've ever spent. Anybody else?
I think we've nutshelled crowdsourcing, unless Mill has a thought outside of that.
Nope.
Good. Right. Kickstarter.
Kicked.
Not to be confused with the Mountain Dew drink. Kickstart. What if...
Those are good, by the way. Have you had any?
They are pretty good.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I only had the cherry one, or the red one.
The fruit punch?
Yeah.
Tastes like Tahitian treat, does it not?
It does, or Hawaiian punch for the non-poor people.
No, that's not the same. Tahitian treat has its own, like, flair and carbonation.
Yeah.
Hawaiian punch isn't carbonated.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We don't have either of those in Canada.
I think Faygo has a lot of flair, then.
Yeah.
What kind of fruit punch do you have in Canada?
We have... It's
called Cat Hawaiian punch?
Yeah, no.
You don't have Hawaiian Punch?
No.
Wow. Did you see the commercials for Hawaiian Punch ever?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It was that guy who surfed, right? He was red.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd see that in, like, cartoons in the morning and stuff.
And were you just like, what the fuck is this dude surfing on red shit for?
Pretty much. That is a good question. My, like, 8-year-old mind. What the fuck is this shit?
What was your childhood drink of choice in Canada, Mill?
Childhood?
Maple syrup.
Yeah, totally.
Mill, is it true that your 50s smell like maple syrup?
By what?
That your 50 or $100 bills smell like maple syrup?
They sent them?
No, I don't know. Why would that be true?
I don't know. That's what I heard somewhere. I forgot to test it last time I was up there.
I was at a truck stop when I totally heard these two dudes talking about it.
I totally heard these two dudes railing each other, and they're like, you can smell this bill.
I heard they sent their money up there.
Yeah, that's probably not true. Dudes. Our money is made of plastic now.
After I took the dick out of my mouth at the glory hole, I said, really? They sent their money?
Anyway, sorry to cut you off, Mel.
Speaking of dicks.
Millpool will totally show his.
Yeah, to Jeff from Giant Bomb.
Yeah, fucking dicks.
There's this Microsoft worker, Microsoft dude, as I like to call him.
Micro dude.
What's his name?
Adam Dick Orth. Face.
Adam Orth.
Microsoft creative director, Adam Orth.
Yeah, what did he do?
Dick face.
He went on Twitter and, let's say, I'll just read his tweets out.
Wait. All right, what? you be, who do I want to be? I'll be the villain.
There's only two people.
Yeah, I know. You be the good guy, I'll be the villain. All right?
So I'll you're be Adam Orth.
Yeah. I'll be Dick Nose. And you're the other dude that's replying to him. Who is he?
I think he works for BioWare. His name is Manvir Hire. I don't know.
Manvir Hire.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he works for BioWare.
All right.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so. I think I'm going to write a tweet. My name is Adam Orth. Here we go. Sorry, I don't get the drama around having always on console. Every device is always on. That's the world we live in. Hashtag deal with it.
Okay.
You can just talk normal.
Yeah, be as normal as possible.
Yeah, because you're not a dick nose.
All right, I'm Manvir Hire. Did you learn nothing from Diablo 3 or SimCity? You know some people's internet goes out, right? Deal with it is a shitty reason.
At Manvir Hair. Electricity goes out too.
At Adam_Orth. You've lived in LA, San Francisco, Seattle. Very connected places. Try living in Janesville, Wisconsin, or Blacksburg, Virginia.
Shout out to Janesville.
At Manvir Hair. Why on earth would I live in those godforsaken places? They probably don't have girdles that fit me.
I think that was a bit of an embellishment.
Yeah. But that's the gist of it. And there was obviously a lot of backlash. And justified, because, yeah, this guy's a complete tool.
It's really hard to find one that lifts and separates.
Yeah, I don't know. This always on shit, I'm getting tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that, it's how he responded to this guy.
Yeah, I think it's kind of bullshit.
Do you feel about always on?
You're a big company like Microsoft, you know, like you give your product out to millions and millions of people a year. You can't be thinking in a way like this. It's kind of like the demise.
Yeah, so that guy's a dick. I guess that was the whole point of this.
Yeah, I guess. It's just
to pinpoint one single person that made a tweet.
It's less about always on and more about a guy being a dick.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of backlash from it. Microsoft had to make a public comment about his tweets. Like, he locked his Twitter account shortly after this, and he's recently deleted his LinkedIn page, so there's some rumor that he might have been fired.
Well, he deserved it. Yeah, fucking dickface.
Yeah. He kind of ripped into towns, too. I would feel really pissed off if I lived in Janesville or Blacksburg.
Yeah, we live pretty close to Janesville, me and Ned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we do. It's only about 30, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, there's a famous Dave's there.
There is.
Oh.
Delicious baby back ribs.
Thanks to our sponsor, Famous Dave's.
Everybody go to Famous Dave's. Tell them Just Okay Gamers sent you. They'll look at you oddly and say, so what?
And ask what you would like to drink.
It's a pretty good sponsorship deal we got.
Really, yeah. I mean,
top of the line.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for the mailbag, right?
Mailbag.
We have a mailbag?
Yeah, we have a mailbag. last week in the episode, we said, hey, viewers and listeners, people that look at your MP3 player while this is playing.
The whole time.
Send us.
Doesn't get you weird looks on the bus. I don't know.
Unblinking stare.
We said record your voices and send us questions, and we'll answer them, right?
Yeah. I remember that.
I guess we'll just go ahead and play the first one. You guys ready to answer some questions?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, and here's the first one.
Yes, hello. I'm a big fan of Guido, and I was wondering if he could possibly tell me where he gets his ideas from. Thank you.
So, that was the first question.
Okay.
All right. Pretty simple. I guess it's directed towards me. I mean,
yeah, it is directed towards you, Guido. Anyways, continue.
I don't know. I don't know where I get my ideas from. I just kind of play games, and then I edit them and watch them a bunch of times and come up with jokes. I don't really have a place in the air that I'd snatch ideas from.
Well, didn't your brother help you out with that one?
Well, I mean, he just did his own guide.
It kind of smashed up the place a little, too, after he left. It was kind of a mess. There was, there was condoms on the floor. It was weird.
He always does that, man. I don't want to talk about him.
Yeah, he's kind of a jackass. I've only met him once, but...
Yeah. That was a nice question, by the way. It's across the pond, it sounds like.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that question.
Yeah, next time you should include your name. Anybody else that submits
some mailbags. Where you're from, too, man.
Or where you're from, that'd be nice, too.
Yeah. All right, I guess, you want to listen to another one?
Yeah, let's go to number two, if we have one.
All right, here's question number two.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. This one's for Millpool or Nasty. Could you please tell me if Guido is as awesome a person in real life as he is on the internet? I think he's probably the best person I've ever heard. So, thank you.
I guess Millpool can take the
go ahead, guys.
Stress to you guys. I don't know.
Go ahead, Nasty.
Well, I don't even know where to go with this one. It's first off, thank you for submitting the question.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome.
He knows your guys' names.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Got a fan out there in like Norway or something.
I do. Oh, we do, I guess. Well, no, really, Guido does. But he is kind of a dick sometimes. But
I don't know. I'm pretty awesome.
He is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's just okay.
Just okay, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where this whole thing came from.
But back to the question, though.
Yeah.
Back to the question. He's a pretty cool dude. He's quiet and calm and relaxing.
I am. Millpool, do you have an answer for this awesome question?
I forgot the question, actually.
Oh. Well.
What was it?
Should we play it again?
No, it's okay.
Oh, he was just asking, you know, how awesome you think I am. I don't know.
He's asking what Guido's like. What do you think about...
And, like, am I as cool a person in real life as I am on the internet, is what his question was.
Yep.
Oh.
Great answer.
I would agree with that, even though I'm not involved in the question.
Yeah, Wally, put your two cents in.
Sorry, this was before you were even on.
I know, I'm new.
Well, nobody could foresee the future.
Sometimes you'd be surprised. But anyway...
Unless you're on the ESPN network.
Great questions. I like the way these are going.
Yeah, they're going strong. And they are going strong. I think Widow's great.
One more?
One more. Let's
I think we got one more.
We got three?
Yeah, we got three.
Holy cow.
Three whole questions, man.
Awesome.
All right. Here's the third question.
Hey, guys. I'm a girl. And all the girls around campus have a question for Guido. Guido, exactly how big is your pee-pee? Because we heard it's like 4 football fields long and as wide as a semi-tractor trailer. So please give us a call back.
What?
Is that you?
I think maybe I should answer this question.
Oh, come on.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about all that stuff.
Are you gonna? She didn't give her number.
Yeah,
how is she gonna call back? How? Like, we shouldn't even see her name.
He's gonna
her in quotes.
Yeah,
I think we're just gonna talk to that.
We're just gonna talk to Lily and Jill later on.
Who's Lily and Jill?
Look at your hands.
Yeah, no, she seemed like a nice girl. You know, we should probably do her a service and answer the question for her.
Okay, fine. If you would really like to, I guess I can let you self-indulge.
Yes.
So just to be clear, the question was, is your dick 4 football fields long?
And a semi-tractor wide.
Yeah.
How wide are you right now?
I've actually, you know, it's something I've been battling for a while. I mean, you guys have met me in real life.
Yeah, I saw you a couple hours ago. You must have blew the fuck up.
Yeah, you know my affliction. And that's having a 400-yard penis.
Penis gigantism?
Elephantitis of the penis.
It's like wide as a bowling alley. It's a battering ram down there.
No, my penis is just, it's pretty normal size.
I'm happy this is the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
I welcome it.
It has a lot to do with gaming.
A lot to do with gaming.
Anyways, thanks everyone for your questions. It was really nice of you to all send them in.
Yeah. I didn't know we had an email address either.
We don't, but we do have a Twitter account.
We do?
Yeah.
Just Okay Gamers.
Yeah, so add us, follow us.
Yes, follow us.
And follow us on Facebook, Just Okay Gamers, and go to our website, www.justokgamers.com.
Just Okay Gamers. They're all excited right now. You just gamered.
All of our podcasts and Just Okay guides on the sites.
Yes. After listening to that last question, I mean, I just okamer.
Just okamer.
You're such an asshole.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Visit those things and talk to us. Weren't we going to have people ask to do something?
Some kind of...
Intro lines.
Yeah, if you want to.
We
had to bump Kobayashi today because we had to get the mailbag in. But if anyone's got an intro line for the next episode, just send it to our Just Okay Twitter. And I'll say it.
Sweet.
No one's going to send anything.
They will. I believe in our fans.
Then we'll have to have 15 seconds of silence before the theme.
Can I send something?
Yeah, well, sure.
Sure. Yeah, we can all do it.
I hope it's not. Guido's a stupid jerk.
Welcome to Just Okay Guides. I'm a stupid jerk.
But whatever it is, I'll say it. So we'll pick the best one and I'll say it. Even if it's just one that calls me a stupid jerk. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See you later.
See ya.
See ya.